Now, the topic for today. Please turn with me to the Word of God. In the book of Ephesians, I know I am skipping the portion from Colossians, but this passage has just a little more and pertinent to our needs for today. So it is Ephesians chapter 5, and we read from verses 15 to 20. After that, we will spend a moment in brain work. Don't just be passive, but we will have to be active so that we'll go home remembering something of God's Word that is going to help us through the week, through your life. Now, Ephesians 5, 15 to 20. Already? I think there are just so few verses we read together, everybody. Please. Together, verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, understand what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Memory verses 15 and 16. They are very easy to learn because they are very logical, very reasonable, and very profitable. So we read it through, then we will try. Ready? Verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Excellent. Now we try. If we can keep one eye on the book and one eye up, we try. Together, please. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspect, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. The ladies first try. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now the men, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See then that he walks circuit, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Last time, everybody, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. Our theme is redeeming the time. How can you redeem time? And if you translate the term redeem as to buy back, how is it possible? You know, time is described as a mysterious dimension. Time is literally defined is a measure of the passage of minutes and seconds because of the rotation of this earth on its axis during the span of your visit on planet Earth. Is that clear? We all are visitors. Yes. We have a certain fixed time, fixed by God already. How many years here? And to keep track of the number of years, we have invented this method of measuring. And when the Earth goes once round, it is 24 hours. So, every day each one of us has 24 hours. For how many days in our life, who knows? Time has got mysterious power on us in determining how much we can do, where we can go and do within the time. But time has no power over your future, over the success of your undertaking at any time. Nevertheless, time has, through ignorance of men, acquired mysterious powers. I have patients who say, "Doctor, my child must be born at 5:45 a.m. on such and such a date. Can you do it?" And with cesarean section, we do it. And this pleases the parents because they have consulted the people who know how to apply the rules of horoscopes and other things. My dear friends, do you know that a very large percentage of American businessmen consult the stars before they go out every day? I'm told about half of them. They must know, is this a propitious day to make a deal? Or is it right for me to travel? Is Friday the 13th of the month a good day to travel or a bad day to travel? All these things to cloud our understanding. But please understand, when you talk of redeeming the time, we're talking of something quite different. How to buy back wasted time? We all have 24 hours. You have, I have. Nobody has more, nobody has less. It's how you spend the time and your perception of your purpose on earth that determines how you use that time. Now, when the Apostle Paul says, "Walk circumspectly, not as fools." On this earth, we are all moving every day, as it were. That is our walk. And how you live your life, dear friends, old or young, husband or wife, students, grandparents, you all are walking every day. How do you walk? How do you live your life? And Apostle Paul here says, as Christians, he's speaking to us. It's not to the non-Christians. For non-Christians, wake up. You are in a very perilous situation, walking, not knowing where you are going. Not knowing where you go after you breathe your last and your walk on earth is over, then what happens? Now, this epistle is now to you and me, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you order your life? He says here, walk circumspectly. Circumspect means two Latin words, circum. You all know the meaning of circum is a circle. Spect is spectacles, right? Circumspect means look around you, all around you. When you walk, you don't just look one, this direction, but you must know everything that goes around you. That is wisdom. Paul says, live your life understanding everything that goes around you. There are temptations, there are pitfalls, there are snares everywhere. As a Christian, you have God-given wisdom, understanding how to live your life accordingly. Therefore, be circumspect, not one whose eyes are fixed just in one direction and never know what is happening around him. That is foolish. So here is the first point. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Continuing. Redeeming the time. How can we redeem time? Because the days are evil. This letter was written to remind us to waken us to the shortness of time on this earth. And the times are evil because the world around us is full of evil. And we as believers must be mindful of all these evil things. And the greatest evil that we all are faced with is there is a day when we have to leave this earth. Well, that evil is to everyone. How much of life have you lived already? We have to ask ourselves today. I've written that tract. It's available in the bookshop. And we all understand the term time flies. Yes. Let me read this to you. As soon as your sojourn on earth is over and your time is over, you cross a barrier. And that barrier leads you to another dimension. Today we wear watches to watch time. In that new dimension, there is no time. It's called eternity. Now, while we are on earth, living this life, we are very time conscious. And we must always know, what are we doing here? How much more time do we have? And the point is, we must never be confident that we have all the time you think you have. We were at the camp, and suddenly there came two messages. One is certain member's father was seriously ill, and that, of course, causes us concern. Will this old man survive? Then the next day we got another message. A member of True Life Church, fairly young man, drowned in the pool in the University Guild Hall. Wonderful news, terrible news. Wonderful in the sense that it awakes us, causes us to think that time is not yours forever. And you must think. Paul says, redeem the time because time flies. Now listen to this poem. When as a child I loved and wept, time crept. When as a boy I dreamt and talked, time walked. When I became a full-grown man, time ran. When older still I steadily grew, time flew. Time flies. Now this I find as I press on. My day is too short. My time most gone. Almost gone. One day at last, with set of sun, eternity will have begun. Are you ready for eternity? This is the whole purpose of this morning's message. Redeeming the time means we have a certain limited time on this planet Earth. How are you using that time? Reviewing your life behind you, can you find times when you did not use that time properly? When time was wasted because you just did nothing, you killed time. That is a common one. But those who were steeped in worldliness, in all those things that the world goes for, and you were caught there before your conversion, maybe. Then you think to yourself, now that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, what must I do? Paul says, redeem the time, because your days are almost gone. Never assume that because you're 40, you still can have another 40. Never assume that because you are 10, you have another 70. You'll never know. So while we have life, it says here, walk circumspectly. Not as fools. Fools do not think according to the word of God. Four things, well, I still have plenty of time, and therefore they do not prepare, and they do not live their lives according to the wisdom of God. Right? So then, suddenly, Pastor Quek had to drive down a day before the time in order to render spiritual help to the bereaved family, because that church, two of their pastors were gone away also, gone to a far place in Africa. So, dear friends, the lesson here is always be ready. Look at the verse again. Verse 15, don't live, as it were, with one-track mind, all the time thinking everything will be well because I have a good job, I'm still young, I'm still healthy. How many of people who go to sleep and do not wake up? I can count them. Yes. And don't say it happens to other people. It can't happen to me. You never know. It may be something else. But our life is never certain. Verse 15. Walk circumspectly. Live your life in the full knowledge that God has put you here for a purpose. No Christian should live without purpose. No Christian should go on haphazardly, dreamily, thinking that every day will be the same. Every year will be the same. Every year I will go progress. Since I've survived last year, I survived this year, I survived next year. It will not happen. We must understand we live in a world of change. And so, be wise. Walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. For why should we live foolishly? For the knowledge of God is given to us. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. We have the fear of God. Learn how then to live. How can we redeem the time because the days are evil? I want to give you a suggestion, a very practical one. When I was a student in school, I said to myself, this verse is good, redeeming the time because the evil days are evil. How can I redeem the time? How can I make good use of time that I did not make good use before? How can I know it? How can you? Can you tell me how? I tell you how. I determine this 1 week, 7 days, I will get paper and I draw a line and put the time, 24 hours, and what I did, I write down. You try it. 7 days is enough. Not 7 weeks or 7 months. 7 days is enough. Because our lives go in 7-day cycles. And to my horror, I found there were so many areas where a lot of time was spent doing sweet nothing. Or so many hours were spent on doing things that I could do in much less time. True, I don't know about you, but that's what I found. And from then on, I promised the Lord, Lord, no more killing time. No more marking time for nothing. If ever I have to wait for a bus, there is always a memory verse or a track or something to read off to do. I don't just say, I sit here because I got to wait. Therefore, I wait. That's it. Wait and do nothing. How to redeem time? Time is so precious. Time waits for no man. It keeps on going. The way is for you to know how you spend your time in a 7-day cycle. How many hours? And you, to your amazement, I said, to my horror, I found so much time wasted. Let me ask you, how many minutes and hours do you spend daydreaming? Nothing, doing nothing. Or after you wake in the bed, keep on drowsily, although you have slept 7-8 hours, you keep on, you do not want to wake up. True, I used to do it. But after the 7-day analysis of 1 week's activities, I say, Lord, forgive. If I were a child of God, and I am a child of God, and He's given me a life here. How many years? I do not know. Those years when I was a a boy in school. To me, 30 years old, very old. Then after a while, I enlarged the perspective. I said, 70 is enough. Suddenly, I was 70 and I say, Lord, not enough. We want to live. We want to go on. Because there are still things undone. There are so many other projects I could do for the Lord. Of course, when you are in the Lord's business, you have many good projects the Lord gives to you and you want to do them. Now, what is the conclusion to this? Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil, then I ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do? Answer is, press on with the work that God has given you within the time available. Live righteously. Live free from the world's contamination and live as though this could be your last day. That's how you redeem time. It will revolutionize your whole lifestyle. For example, you all know this, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, right? So you must have some recreation every day. There are many ways of recreation. There are some people who join a health club and cost them money. And every time you go, it takes you time to go. This is some how some people get their exercise. There are some people who say, it's good, I play golf. Fine, nothing wrong with golf. So, wait till you see. Play twice a week, 9 holes. Go to the place and hit around the ball to get the exercise. How long does it take? Anything from 3 to 5 hours or more. Twice a week means 10 hours. Not my friends. If you are serious about God's work and what you can do for the Lord, and say, Lord, I want to do my best for you. I say, you pray on your knees and ask the Lord, I want to get that exercise. What's the best way to do it? Right? The answer will come very quick and very clear. Very quick and very clear. I get my exercise. When I cannot go out, I skip in the house. Very easy. 10 minutes and you get all the exercise you need from 9 holes of golf or 18 holes of golf or 72 holes of golf. You can do that, of course. But I say, dear friends, please, golfers, I don't know who plays golf, but if you play golf, continue. But you will not be able to serve the Lord to your full capacity, absolutely, because your heart is in the golf course. I know people who wake up at 6 a.m., polish the golf clubs, everything, make so good, make sure I can get the hole in one today. And you go early, even before the sun is up there at the golf course. Why? Fervent in spirit serving the golf. True? I say, dear friends, let's be serious. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Apologies to all golfers here. I don't know who plays golf, but I say, be serious for the Lord. Lord, give me a life. What have I done for the Lord? If you have so many hours, let me ask you, do you come to prayer meeting? Ah, prayer meeting, only prayer meeting. Who wants to go? Nothing happened. So this is the problem. This is a Cinderella of the church. So one of our questions we pose for the people to discuss at the camp is attendance at prayer meeting a barometer of the spiritual life of the church? I say yes and no. There are people who cannot come for good reasons. Yeah, of course. But if a church of 1,000 has got 100 at prayer meeting, I say that is a barometer of a very cool and, I would say, very unspiritual church. Put it mildly. It is a barometer. Having said that, there will be those who cannot come for any reason. They will not be able to come because there are reasons and we allow for that. But that will exclude maybe half the congregation. Then where is the other half? The other 50%? Redeeming the time means You go through the seven-day exercise. You do it yourself. I've done it years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And from then on, the Spirit of God shows me very clearly where are the priorities. Redeeming the time. Why? Because when I breathe my last, I go through a door. Please understand, time on this side, eternity on the other side. It's like two rooms. This is not fiction. This is reality. And each room has a light. Now we are in this room on earth, light is on. When you breathe your light, your last, light is off. Click, all dark. Then you're gone. The moment you go through that barrier to the next room, a light comes on. And then you see reality of eternity. This verse is to waken us up to reality. Do not live dreamily. See, it will never happen to me. But I say, dear friends, wisdom of God is to tell you, I have only a limited number of days. And how do you use those days is how you invest your time. Now, just imagine, every day is 24 hours, right? It's 1,440 minutes. Now imagine, time is gold, the Chinese say, an inch of time is an inch of gold, right? You have 1,440 inches of gold. How do you invest the time is your business. I cannot do it for you. It's so precious. How do you use your time? Because once the day is over, you have invested your time already, 1,440 minutes. How did you invest your time? If you have a regular mahjong party, and there are people who play right through the night to the morning, I say you have wasted 6, 8, 10, 12 hours, all gone. And all not just gone, but minus. All right. Other games of wasting time, other unprofitable business, all those that do not help your witness for the Lord, your effort for eternity, is wasted time, 1,440 minutes. Now you go to sleep, and instead of sleeping the 6 to 7 hours normal, you want to sleep 8 to 9 hours, and the whole day you still feel sleepy, yawning away. Let's say you have wasted many hours of precious time doing nothing for the Lord. Why not you wake up a little earlier and study the Word of God? Why not? Invest in eternity, redeeming the time. Put all those hours and minutes in wasted time into useful time. I stress this again. Do your seven-day analysis and say, now so many hours wasted, total waste, because I can never redeem that time. Except now, from tomorrow, more time for God into this time, useful time for the Lord. Redeem the time, dear friends. Let's ask you. You do your seven-day analysis. What do you do on Sunday afternoon? Yes. Please be honest before the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm coming to heaven. You open the way for me. I'm coming. The Lord asks you, what have you ever done for me? What have you done with the life? What have you done on Sunday afternoon, the Lord's day? What do you do? Be honest. Pray for the Lord to give you a clear conscience when you put it down. I say, dear friends, if a church of 1,000 has only 100 that comes to sunset gospel, evening fellowship and worship, there is something seriously wrong with the spiritual health of that church. When it is done, prepared, a grand feasting of the Word of God, and the members see no need to come, I got something more important. There is something wrong with that church in the spiritual life of the members. You go and do your seven days analysis, and you will know there where you are, despising the Lord's day, where you are despising the opportunity to serve the Lord. I'm not talking of those on duty, those who have serious people, sick, those who are too old to come, who have babies to feed. Yes, we understand. But there are those who say, I have a TV serial, or I've got some important friends. I got family dinner. I say, I agree. I have family dinner. I go home, 8 o'clock, I have family dinner. Why must family dinner be between 6 and 7:30? Why? You put your family, your so-called commitment, before the Lord. They redeem the time. Be wise. Only one life to soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Be serious when Jesus Christ never stinged on his time for us. He's up early in the morning praying. He's serving the Lord, serving the people through the day, preaching, teaching, healing, and until into the night. And when the disciples go to bed, he goes to the mountain to pray. Next morning, the same. How about us? If the Lord has done so much in order to open a way for us to that eternal home, eternal blessing, is it too much for us to say, I will come to pray, so that because I come to pray, the church will grow in grace and people will be more useful for the Lord? I will come on Sunday evening because it is the right thing to do. Not because I'm told to come, but because my conscience tells me, the Spirit of God in me tells me, it is better you are a believer, you go to the house of the Lord and be fed with the Word of God rather than doing something else or nothing else. So, dear friends, I read to you this again. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Fools only look to their own needs, their own selfish ideas, their own concerns. Nothing else. I please myself. That's foolish. Redeem the time because the days are evil, because there are so great evil, so great sinfulness all around us. You redeem the time. I challenge you again. I've spoken. Try out the seven-day analysis of what you do day by day for 7 days. And may the Holy Spirit show you exactly where you can redeem some time for the Lord. Take away from this, put into the profitable area for the Lord. May God help us. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may Thou speak to our hearts, that we may all realize that salvation was won for us at a price. And we who have received that salvation so freely are owing a deep debt to our Savior, a debt that can never be paid. Teach us how we should live our lives and redeem time from useless, wasted, evil time to useful, godly, sanctified time. This is our prayer in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.